Log Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to this episode of Biscuit and Tea Mystic, featuring international psychic Kelly Jo Monahan. Kelly Jo has been an intuitive psychic and clairvoyant for over 40 years. She has used her gifts to assist with investigations involving missing people, murder cases, and she has participated in archaeological digs. Kelly Jo is a seasoned medical intuitive and animal communicator who strives to bring reassurance to others through her talent. Sit back, relax, and get ready to explore all things mystical and spiritual with Kelly Jo Monahan.
Hello, everyone. This is Kelly Jo Monahan, your host for Biscuit and Tea Mystic. Welcome, 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 and thank you for everybody that's across the world listening to us. And I have one word for tonight is grace. We all need to have grace. So, well, I guess we'll get the show started and I'll bring Carol Ann on. And she's always fun to have on. So here's Carol Ann. Hey, Carol Ann.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. I'm excited about tonight, and I'm also excited about Thursday. We're going to be on the psychic flow.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I can't wait to let your listeners know. We are on the Goldilocks Productions Facebook page and YouTube channel, and we will be live video with Jason Stook, the social psychic, and yourself, the remarkable Kelly Jo Psychic. So they will be on 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, so please join us. And it's going to be an incredibly eventful show, I'm sure, as usual.
Oh, we're going to have fun. I love being with Jason. It's so fun. And you. We're a good threesome. We're a good team.
Yes, a lot of fun.
Well, we're getting full, so I guess I'll start taking the calls. Let's see, 203. I'll go first. Hi, Tua.
Okay.
Hi.
What's
good your
evening.
Name? Where are you from?
My name's Pat from Connecticut.
And what's your question?
My mechanic that owns his business and his employer, through negligence, blew my car engine last month. And then I found out there were a lot of things that he had not been taking care of over the years. My car. Anyway, I've got a huge bill and a loan, and I'm about to bring him all my questions and photographs and leave it with him to see if he's going to be willing to somehow reimburse me for a $4,500 bill. Wondering what you see or any advice as to how to approach him or anything.
Well, he won't be able to pay the whole thing, but I think I feel like he's an honest guy. He couldn't control a lot of the stuff. Your car's old, so a lot of the stuff is because it was older. I see him giving you a little bit of it. That's what I
okay.
see. Mm-hmm. So go ahead, Carolyn.
What I was kind of getting, same as Kelly Jo, I don't think my feeling is he will give you something towards it. I think he will try to rectify some of the problems. I think there's an issue with parts, but I wouldn't expect a big miracle here. That's a lot of money to spend on a car. You know, I spent $1,600 twice on the car. I'm still driving, you know, and I had to rent a car and all this, and the work still wasn't done correctly, and then I had to take it to somebody else. I think I paid another $1,600. I'm not sure. But I'm still driving it, no car payment until, you know, to middle of 2021, hopefully. But, you know, I wouldn't – the long and short of it is I would not expect, like, a big check from this guy. But I would say it's enough to keep it running until you can do something else. It's a better year for you. So I wouldn't sweat the small stuff. I know that sounds like a big thing, the car, but you know what? It's going to get better here. So I think there's better opportunities. What do you say, Kelly Jo?
Yes, I do too.
Yeah.
Do you,
I don't think this is the end all.
Does he understand that his employer is not doing the work that he's supposed to be doing?
I don't think he does, no. I think he's in his own little box.
Yeah. Because
his hands are tied. They're showing he can't do much.
Yeah.
He works for this
he
guy.
Can't do anything. Right.
What do you mean?
That's his employer. He's not going to cross him.
No. I mean, he has not done proper work on my car.
Mm-hmm.
And I think maybe the owner is not aware of what this guy is doing or not doing.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. He may not be.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. The owner has been great to me over the years. All right.
Good luck with it. I would talk to the owner.
Will I be able to afford a car when I need it?
It's going to be a better year.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm.
God bless.
You too. Okay. Cars are always hard. 212. Hello, 212.
Yes, hi, Kelly Jo. This is Bryn from New York City calling.
All right. What's your question?
I just want to know if there's anything my guides want me to know at this time or something I need to pay attention to.
You're on the right pathway.
Okay.
Again, your dead people are coming through. Your grandmother on your mom's side's with you. She's showing me a overstuffed chair, so I don't know what that's about. And then she's also showing me doilies. So I don't know what doilies mean to you, but she's showing me doilies.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Interesting.
And then also, do you have Italians in the woodpile? Because there's people doing, rolling out dough and cutting the dough on a sheet.
No, but my grandmother liked to cook. My mother was from Wales. She was Welsh.
Okay.
And my dad was
from Midwest. Did she do the dough
Midwest.
On a sheet?
Yeah, I mean, she would do some dough, you know, dough work.
Yeah, I'm seeing
mm-hmm.
dough on a sheet. That's what they're showing me.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That's funny.
So, and too, whenever bread or dough or stuff like that to me always means money. So.
Okay.
Go ahead,
symbolic.
I was getting hi Brent. I was getting slowed down for something. I think your mind is racing, perhaps. I don't think
okay.
it physically means slow down. I think it means your brain is racing. And I also got SpaghettiOs. It was funny that you mentioned something Italian. I don't know why I'm getting SpaghettiOs. So I don't know if you liked those as a kid. But I have I do have some kind of footpath here, and it looks like, you know, like blocks, like stepping stones. And I feel like that you're doing that, and you're, instead of taking them in an orderly fashion, I feel like you're hop-skipping around them. Would that be true? Like, I'm looking at this, I'm looking at that, I'm looking at this, I'm looking at that. I think that you have a lot of aspirations, but I think that the advice that I'm kind of feeling is to take it one step at a time. Well, so this is a very good year into 2022 about a book, about writing, about something like that. Something very creative.
Okay.
So I hope that is helpful to you.
All right, sure. All right, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Okay, 401. I'll let you go first, Carol.
Hello?
Okay. Hi, it's Carolyn. How can I help you?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. My name is Carrie, and I'm calling in from Rhode Island. I was just listening into the show. I wasn't aware I had my hand raised, but I'm definitely here for a reason, and I resonated with your last call very much. I'm looking at an overstuffed chair in my room, in my living room, rather. My grandmother, my meme, my mom's side, it was hers, actually.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I can't tell sometimes.
I mean, no, I know. I just really resonated with that. My speaker that I was listening to your show on just keeps beeping, and it's plugged in, so it's not dying or anything. So I'm like, okay, maybe it's like the tap on your shoulder. I'm going through some transitions. So, you know, anything else that you may have for me? I have quite a few loved ones in spirit, and I'm making some major transitions in the next month or so. So I'm open to whatever you have.
I guess I'm going first. I want to say the name Jack, and I don't know why.
I'm sorry, what
I don't know
name?
Jack. Jack, J-A-C-K.
Yeah, Jack is my dog.
Oh, okay. So I want to say hello to Jack. I have a lot of people in spirit for you, and just commenting on that. And I also get a twirling around, like I also feel like a chiffon, god fairy kind of feeling, like you have a wand with a star in it. I don't know if you had that in your youth or you purchased this for somebody, but I feel like you have a magic wand, or you wish you had a magic wand. I think this is something from your childhood. And I feel I also want to say an aunt in spirit. Would you have an aunt that's passed?
Yeah.
Okay. So I just want to say hello. And I have something about tea. She likes this tea and biscuits, mystic tea and biscuits. She's talking about, I like this, she said. So I don't know if that's something that would have resonated with her when she was here. But she's talking about tea and biscuits. And she's sort of rubbing the middle of your back from like, the shoulder blades down, like the middle of your back. She's kind of just putting her hand there and wants you to know. And I think that's how she was in life, perhaps. But she's giving you a reminder that we are here for you, okay? So she's touching her hand to the middle of your back, and we support you. So I hope that is
very
helpful
much
to you.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Good. Good.
And I'm getting somebody from the 1920s that was like a flapper, and they traveled on steamships. And you're going to get to travel. I hope it's oval. You're going to be traveling.
Yes, my grandmother actually
was
born in 1924, and they came from
Scotland.
Oh, there
you go. I see the flapper dress, and I see the barrettes. And, you know? And then you also had somebody, a gentleman that was in vaudeville.
Wow.
Oh, yeah?
In the 1940s.
Mm.
Okay.
He was sort of like Buster Keaton. So that's
wow.
The person coming forward. And then in this next year, you're going to change how you do your career. So you're going to add to what you do, your repertoire, and you're going to make a substantial advance in your career so you make better money.
Mm-hmm. I'm hoping so. Getting the wheels in motion, if you will. It's been a few years of grief and transition, so for sure.
So it's time for you now.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
They're saying that the word they're giving me is free bird.
Oh,
not free bird.
Mm-hmm.
The Lynyrd Skynyrd song, yep.
Yep, there you go.
Yep.
Well,
good.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Have a good night.
You too.
Okay, let's see. 347. And before I do this, do you have anything else coming up, Carol Ann?
Do I have anything else coming up? No, not really. Goldilocks Productions keeps us kind of busy. We have a show on Saturday night. If people want to join in and become a patron member, they can join that spiritual circle on Saturday night.
Okay.
When you get readings, so they can look at the Goldilocks Productions page. As far as anything new, I really don't because, you know, I have radio shows and I've been doing readings and I'm very grateful. I've noticed an uptick in readings lately. I've had people contacting me from all over. I just got another one from, I had to look it up, someplace in Canada. And I don't know why, but I'm very grateful. So thank you for letting me be your spirit connection. I really appreciate that. So I love what I do, and I love working with Kelly Jo because we have a lot of fun, and we're always on the same page, it seems like. You know, we're in sync. So I really appreciate working with you, Kelly.
Oh, I like working with you, too. We have so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I also have another show coming up February 8th, I think. And again, like I say, the psychic flow is this Thursday. So, okay, 347, I'll go first. Hello, 347.
Okay. Hello, thank you so much for taking my call. This is Tanika. I'm calling from New York. And I have a work-related question. I wanted to know, I have the opportunity to go to a different job. They offered me something. It's kind of like it's a neurological office, kind of up the block and around the corner from my current job. The money would be less, and I'm wondering if it's a good move for me to do that, like if I should, if I would be happier there or not, or if that's not a good move and if I should stay where I'm at.
Stay where you are. That's what I'm
getting. Can I, are you in a medical office now? May I interject and ask?
Yeah,
they're all the same, hon. I worked in one for 12 years. They're all the same. Get your money and make your plan, you know, because they're just not good places. I don't know what to say.
No,
I'm just going to put that out there. Okay, I'm going to shut up now.
No, that's fine. And what I see you doing is you're going to continue with your schooling, and then you're going to get an admin job, and you'll like that a lot better.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This is just like biding time, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Just putting one foot in front of the other. This is the building year. I think Kelly Jo would agree with that, 2021. By 2022,
right.
I think a lot of people, you know, we have to recover from COVID and everything going on. We will, we're going to come through this. And by 2022, things are going to look a lot brighter. So, you know, put one foot in front of the other. Yeah. Just put one foot in front of the other for now. But I wouldn't make any wild jumps. It's not going to fix the problem. People, you know, medical offices are not that great. I'm sorry. I'm putting it out there. I did it for 12 years. Whatever, you know. But that's all I can say about it. It's money. So.
It's true. I was hoping to go to a more positive environment where, like, I would be appreciated more, and I know it would be, like, less money.
No, that
doesn't
happen.
Nope. You're not appreciated in a doctor's office. Yeah.
What was that?
It's more like you're not really appreciated in a doctor's office. It's more like you're supposed to be enthralled with the crumbs that you're getting. I mean, that's how I put it. So, sorry about
that. Place. You don't see that office as being a positive office to go to?
Nope.
Same stuff. But good luck. You know, the choice is certainly up to you. I'm just saying, you know, they're all the same. So a lot of luck to you because it's going to get better for you. Things will get better for you. So.
And you're saying
you're
going
to have a totally different job after, you know, end of 2021.
You think I'll have to go to school?
No, the answer is no. But the choice is yours. And a lot of luck to you. It is going to get better for you. Okay, hon?
Yeah, I was saying you're saying I have to go to admin school?
You're going back. Hold on. Thank you. All right. 661.
People don't like to hear no.
I know.
Sorry.
Hello.
I'm not going your way. This is the way it's going.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, Jenny?
Good, thank you. I just had a quick question. I was just wondering if Carol Ann, if there's any messages from beyond for me.
Is your name Danny for Danielle?
Janice.
Janice.
Oh, Janice. I'm sorry. Sorry. Janice. Anybody from beyond? You know, I have a gentleman. I want to say the word uncle. Do you have an uncle that's cast in spirit?
Yes.
Okay, so I just want to say hello from your uncle in spirit. And I feel kind of, he says woodbine. I don't know what that means. I kind of have a woodsy feeling about him for some reason. But I get the word woodbine, which I don't know if that's a cigarette or a cigar or what.
Oh, I don't know.
And I have that kind of smell. And I just want to say to you, he kind of gives you a salute. So I don't know if he had a military background or was patriotic, but he's kind of saluting you for some choices that you made that were like, I get the word hardcore. Would you understand that? That you had to make some real hardcore decisions. And he's saluting you. You know, sometimes we've got to go through that stuff. So to get to the other side, okay? So you're on the right path, and he was saluting you for that. And God bless you, he's saying, because you got it now. Now you got it. The blinders are off. You got it, okay? And nothing's going to stop you. So invest in yourself, whether it's education, beauty, getting a new pair of strappy shoes or lash extensions or whatever flows your boat, you know, whatever it is, a good book, an education, you know, go for it, dear, because you are worth it 120,000,000%. God bless.
Thank you.
And your granny's around you, too.
Okay.
And your mom is with you. And your dad and mom are together. They're sitting on your porch holding hands.
Aww. Oh, Kelly, I have a very sick friend, and she's in the hospital on a respirator. She can make it.
Very
good. Oh, Lord.
Yeah, she's not. It don't look very good.
Not looking too good, I didn't think so.
Sorry.
You know what, I feel she's got 1 foot here, 1 foot over there, and she's being tempted to go. She's being pulled to that side, which is going to result in a tremendous amount of wonder for her and love and to live without abandon. You know, she's just going to live with abandon, I guess. She's just going to be free. So if that comforts you, I think she might be making that choice. So.
Okay. Well, thank you, ladies, very much.
You're welcome.
I appreciate you.
Have a good night, guys.
You're
okay,
welcome.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay, let me see. Okay, 805. Hello, 805.
Thank you. Hi, this is Donna. I have a question. I have a friend, Michelle. I haven't seen her in 30 years, and I wanted to know I am going to see her at some point, but is she someone to get involved with again, do you think, or should I stay away or become friends with her?
I just see you going to see her, and then it'll be done. I see
it'll
another rye in the road.
Mm-hmm.
What's a rye?
A why? It means you guys split paths.
Oh, we split paths. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just I agree with Kelly Jo. I feel it's just a casual thing. But, you know, it might be like a letting go for you. It might be like, okay, we met and, you know, whatever, you know, made amends or said goodbye or said hello or whatever. And then that's it. There's nothing else
okay,
to
she's
gain
putting
from
pressure.
It.
She's putting pressure on me to come to the town where I live and live here, so she'll be close to me. And I just don't know if I want that.
It's not going to happen. Don't worry about it.
Okay, good. Okay.
Because
yeah, she's
she like, you know, she has like an idea in her head for like 2 minutes, and then another idea's in there. So
yeah.
It's like, you know, splatter paint. She's all over the place. You know?
Yeah.
So don't let it.
Yeah, she's grasping at straws is what I got.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah,
all
she's
right.
Like throwing herself to the wind. She doesn't have any roots anywhere. She doesn't know what she's like, you know.
No, she doesn't. She lives in an RV.
Yeah. So, you know, she's going to, and to be honest with you, I don't think it's the greatest thing for you because it feels like an attachment more than a friendship.
Yeah, yeah. That's what my family was telling me, too. Same thing. Not
yeah,
to get involved, because she had some problems.
She's an energy sucker. Leave her alone.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll do that.
Okay, good luck to you.
Thank you so much.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You're welcome.
Okay. 727. Hello.
Hello.
Thanks for
off. Is this Jill?
No, this is Kate.
Oh, Kate.
Oh.
All right. Where are you from?
Florida.
Okay. Ooh. So what's your question, Kate?
The message for the next 90 days for my highest and best good.
Moving on, moving forward, moving on, moving forward, letting go, letting go, letting go. There.
There's your I get weather the storm. Okay. And you will. Like weather the storm, whatever it is. And we're all in the same storm. So, you know what? The person that survives is the person that looks for opportunity, that doesn't throw in the towel. That's my impression that I'm getting right now, grasp the opportunities that come your way and be grateful for that. And it's going to help you. You know, don't set your mind, oh, I have to do it this way or I have to think this, you know. Just take what comes to benefit you.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Always. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
There you go.
And they're also showing
great.
A walnut. So walnuts are yummy inside, but they're hard to get into. So it's going to be worth.
That's a good metaphor.
It's going to be worth it. So patience, girl. Patience.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Good luck to you.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
You
too. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, we got 1111111. Hello, 1111.
Oh, hi, lady. Last time I spoke to was months ago. Your prediction came out true. Thank you very much. Hi, ma'am. So I have
you're
a question, please. Yes, you did. That was many months ago, but I have heard you before. It's a relationship dash friendship question. I have a friend who I'm interested in. We have communications. I know we're not. I say not. The question is, do you see this developing into a friendship? Like, you know, we're still in friendship process. I'm gonna think friendship. Maybe we can live to something more. But do you see us communicating or seeing if we're allowed, if the places are open, like see somewhere. Even if it's in a drive-thru. Go ahead.
I see you guys going to like a drive-in or a drive-through and sitting appropriately apart and talking.
Okay.
You know, like you're in your car, he's in his car, you guys are having a pop or something and maybe eating french fries, you know, within your car and you're talking, visiting and laughing and giggling and I see that, yeah. How about you, Carolyn?
Okay. I don't want to be the don't shoot the messenger. I get a big no. I get, but the no is your choice. Like, is that all there is? You know, kind of thing. Like, okay, well, we went to the end of this leash with this, and, you know, I kind of get the feeling that there's something better coming. So don't put all your eggs in one basket with this guy. I mean, it might be okay, but I kind of get the impression that you're going to find something better. So I'm just going to leave it at that.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Do y'all get a letter for the person I'm thinking about?
It's not anybody
you
know
yet.
Does he have a mustache?
Yeah.
No, you don't know him yet.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, I was thinking about somebody that I know right now that I like very much.
No, you don't know this person. He's not even a blip on your radar.
Mm.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, lady.
Yeah, well,
thank you,
lady. And I don't know what the name Enrique, I don't know if they're alive or dead. I just get names. Enrique. It's an important name for you, Enrique.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay, come on. Thing work. 512. Hi, 512.
Hi. Hello. How are you guys?
Good. What's your name? Where are you from?
My name is Dionysus, and I'm from New York City, but I'm in Austin, Texas right now.
What an unusual name.
Well, not in Greece, but it is my birth name, and Dionysus is the Greek god of wine and revelry.
Yeah, I know. You both are in a lot of trouble. So what's your question, huh?
You know, I will get to my question super quick, but I always make a joke. My dad must have been a little inebriated when he named me that. But nevertheless, my question is, I don't know. I don't typically ask questions. I guess just I'm interested in what you think my specific life purpose may be or spiritual gifts or something like that, something of the sort. And this is more for confirmation.
Well, you're really, really aware, and you can do readings. Did you know that?
I used to have a Blog Talk Radio show 12 mm-hmm. years ago, and I'm not doing promotion or anything, but I used to have a radio show program, and I would interview a couple celebrity psychics, but mostly I would give readings and interview, you know, people.
Yeah,
so,
you're
yes,
very gifted, and you're a medium. You see dead people.
I have.
Yes, you do.
I've always known my grandma. That's interesting. Now, not that I do currently, but I have many times, you know, every
You don't. You can't, like, sit there and go, I see nobody. You're going to see dead people, you know?
Yes.
Can't hide under the covers and say they ain't there. They're going to say, hi, we're here.
You know, when it happened a lot when I was younger. I noticed that I really truly believe the spiritual skills. I just think of the skills. They change, you know, as you get older.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like they constantly change. So whereas I may have been quite clairvoyant, you know, back when I was younger, 19, it shifts into that. Now it's more so clairaudience, you know, and clairsentient, mm-hmm. meaning more psychic feeling, psychic hearing. So.
And you're going to write
more
a book,
video for
and
you.
And you're going to do speaking.
I'm
sorry. Go ahead, Caroline. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, that's okay, Kelly Jo. I totally agree. I was just going to say I see more video. Blog Talk is mostly radio. I don't know if they are video, but I see doing more radio or video blog or, like, independently. And something about the UK. So I don't know if you have contacts over in the UK, but that might be kind of prevalent this year. So you're building blocks for 2022. It's remarkable because you could really be an actor, too. I feel like you're an actor.
Well,
you
should
be a great MC, good actor.
I shouldn't make a joke.
You know?
My friend, she's an actress. She does casting, directing, and things like that. She's in Hollywood. She doesn't quite think I would fit the script. No pun intended.
No, you might think
actor,
your own
she doesn't
script.
Think so.
Yeah. Well, I disagree. So, you know, maybe you'll be acting on your own show. Yeah, you'll be good. So, good luck to you.
That sounds accurate. You guys did quite well. Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
You too.
All right. 856. Hello, 856.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What's your question?
I have a quick question. I know you was trying to talk to me, like, how you say it, like, spiritually kind of way, so I was trying to figure out what he was trying to say or what his intentions are. We're in, like, a friend kind of a zone right now, I guess.
Go ahead, Carolyn. I didn't understand what she said.
I was asking who is telling you.
A friend of mine.
Who is?
a friend of mine, he's alive. He's like spiritually talking, however you say it. I don't know the right word for it.
I don't know.
I don't get what you're saying, what you're asking.
Yeah,
what
I don't get your question.
A friend of mine's intentions.
But how's he talking?
I think they're trying
what do you
to,
mean?
I think they're trying to give
what?
You a, he's trying to be a counselor and he's not, so forget it. Does that answer your question?
Trying to be a counselor. He's trying to be a counselor, he's not.
Don't know what he's talking about. He's full of bullshit.
Okay, there you go.
Any other questions?
Good luck to you, honey.
Is there a long-term relationship coming in?
No, this guy's bullshit walking and talking. Never mind.
Yeah, no, I don't mean him, somebody else.
No, ditch him first. Because he's like a swami. He thinks he's a guru. Get rid of him. Your life will be better off.
Yeah, leave him alone.
Yeah. Good luck to you.
Have
Thanks.
A good night. Okay. 954. Oops. 9954.
Hello, hi, this is Lucy. I wanted to know if you saw a physical move, and if you did, when?
Yes, you are going to be moving. You are going to be moving in 3 months.
Cool.
Wow.
I got April.
Awesome.
And you're going to love where you're going. You're going to have so much opportunities there, you won't know what to do.
Really? Oh, that's awesome. And is it going to be better for my work?
Oh, yeah. Okay. You're going to hit all love, health, work, friends, fun. You're going to just really, really enjoy it there. And you're going
to... Okay, you're all invited.
A sense of belonging you never felt before.
Right.
And you're
going to
like...
Oh,
yes.
That's
be
awesome.
Like snuggly. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Carol Ann.
They have shuffleboard there. Just in case.
Wow.
There's a shuffleboard court there. I
and
it,
is
that
this inside the state?
Yes.
What state are you in?
It's Florida.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No, you're going to like it. You're going to... you're going to have a community of people, of like-minded people, like normal people, like people you can talk to.
Great conversation.
Normal. People that are nice.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you so much,
yeah.
Okay? Have a good
welcome.
Evening.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Okay. I love doing readings. It's so fun. 727, hello.
Hi, Kelly, Joe, and Carol Ann. It's Jill, that other 727.
Hi, Jill, sorry. I saw the 727 before. Sorry about that.
Oh, that's okay. That's awesome that you remember that. That's my area code. How are you guys doing? Great. So I just want to know what you see coming up for me. I feel great. Like 2021 has already brought some great stuff, and it's
oh,
so
it's
much
gonna
better.
Be your year. You're gonna end of the year. You're gonna be able to travel. Now, do you have kids that are old enough to have kids?
Do I what?
Do you have children?
Yes, I have a daughter.
Now, is she trying to have children?
Not that I know of. She's the one that doesn't speak to me
yet. There's a child coming in. I'm seeing a little girl, grandbaby.
Okay. So she is talking to my husband, which is a great start. So do you think by the time she has a kid, she'll be talking to me?
I don't know, but I see her having a kid. But I do I see healing happening in the next 3 years. So.
Okay.
So with your relationship. So, and then they'll be talking and stuff like that. I'm seeing that. Go ahead, Carol Ann.
Yeah, it took a while to get to this point. It's going to take a while to come out of it. You know, there's some stubbornness. You're going to meet with some resistance. But you know what? As we've spoken before, Joel, nothing's going to stop you this year. Live your life. No, drop the guilt. This is the year to drop the guilt. That's the weight that I spoke of. That's going to be dropped. Live your life.
Okay.
She's not going to have to deal with you.
You.
What'd you say, Kelly Jo?
You're going to have fun for you.
Yeah.
Okay. And I know, Carol Ann, we talked last week on your show, but Kelly Jo, I want to know, tomorrow I have an interview. It's my second interview. It's very promising.
Yeah.
It's very promising.
Yeah.
Is it going to go well?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, yes, yes. I'm excited for you. Yes. I'm all tickled inside.
Okay. Well, I'm hoping to get it. It's at my same employer, just a different department.
You're doing a linear move.
Yep.
Yes, it is.
It's going to be much better for you. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Thank you, guys.
Good luck to you,
better benefits.
Okay.
Go Beans.
All right. Thank you, Bo.
All right. You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. 561. Hello.
Hi, dear.
Hello.
It's Connie from Florida.
All right. What's your question, Connie, for Carol Ann?
Carol Ann, I've been out of work for about a year and a half. I fill in at different law firms and so forth, but I really need to be working full-time and get my life back. Do you see anything coming up that's positive?
Yeah, I don't think you'll be doing the filling in more than 6 months. I think within 6 months, midway, maybe spring, you're going to land something is what I want to say. You're going to land something. But, you know, what it's kind of good. It's sort of like working temps. I worked temps for a while, and I got good jobs out of that. I got to see firsthand what was going on and the dynamics of the place, and you feel where you're going to go with the flow, and you're just going to find something. You're going to land there, and it won't be more than, like, 2 days, 2 weeks, 2 months. They're going to say, hey, we want to offer you this job. We'd like you.
Okay.
And it's just going to feel like a gift from God. You're going to be like, wowie.
Okay.
And, you know, what's great is that you get to integrate with the people. You're going to know. It's going to fit like a good shoe, like a really well-made shoe. And you're going to say, this was worth waiting for.
Okay. All right.
So keep the faith, babe.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks.
All right. Well, I want to thank you for coming on, Carol Ann, and being on the show again. And I love working with you. We bounce good.
You know what I love about your show, Kelly Jo, is working with you. It's like being dragged through a hedge backwards.
It just is.
It's like being dragged through a hedge backwards. It's fast and furious and phenomenal. I just enjoy your energy. You're such a good person, and you're such a spiritual gal. I really enjoy being with you. So thanks so much for this chance.
Oh, you know, always, you know. And I think this next year is going to be everybody.
Good.
And I want to thank everybody for tuning in. And I want to say goodnight to you, Carol Ann. And
thank you.
We'll see everybody in the future. And I got another one February 8th. And then, again, join us on the Psychic Flow on Thursday night at 8 o'clock on YouTube or Facebook. And Carol Ann will share the links. And keep it positive. Remember, for every positive, every negative thought, replace it with a positive thing and do your grateful list every day. And just remain positive, and we got a brand new future. See you in the future. Take care, all. God bless.